In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our hearts cracked again this week, hearing the monstrous news of innocent death at a high school in Parkland, Florida. The abnormal is now normal. If nothing changes, then it is not a matter of if this will happen again, it is a matter of when it will happen again, how frequently, how rapidly it will accelerate. And what we see is bad enough. But the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, confirms, in fact, that things are even worse. 2013, 5 years ago, is the last year that we have complete information for. In 2013, over 90 people a day, died because of gun violence. A day. Over 350 more a day were injured by people with guns. 4 days ago, 17 people were killed in Parkland. Since then, just 4 days ago, already another 360 have died. Far more than 1,000 have been shattered by bullets. Just 4 days. 4 days. And something in our bones makes us want to do something. To make others do something. Isn't there a switch that we can flip to make our broken culture better? Why can't people on the other side, whatever your side might be, why can't people on the other side see reason? How can some people be so heartless and dumb? We respond to evil by often tearing into others, by criticizing and demonizing them. We answer evil around us by tapping the evil inside us. But evil and darkness will never be tamed by debate, neither by policy. Reason will not save the world. Reason is an illusion anyway. We all have deeper drives for control and power that make a mockery of pure reason. But although reason will not save the world, we are reminded by the Russian writer Fyodor Dostoevsky that beauty will save the world. Beauty will save the world. Truth moves me to argue. My truth moves me to change your mind. Goodness, even goodness, moves me to plan and to do. My sense of what is right, my sense of goodness moves me to change your world. But among truth and goodness and beauty, beauty is different. Beauty starts in a different place. Beauty doesn't start with me and my sense of what is true or my sense of what is good. Beauty always begins outside me. Beauty is when I am moved by your transcendence, your otherness, your divine and wordless nobility. Beauty makes me forget myself. Beauty moves me, to merge myself with something outside, something not me. Beauty awakens love, and love washes me and scours away all greed and selfishness and egotism. So yes, it is beauty that will save the world. And this morning, although there is so much tragedy in the world, this morning we receive a thing of beauty. Today, the Sunday of forgiveness of all Sundays. We celebrate the holy mystery of chrismation for Jessica. This is chrismation. At baptism, the Christian unites herself to Christ. At her baptism long ago, Jessica is the one who moved. She is the one who moved. Jessica moved toward Christ. But today at her chrismation, that direction of movement is reversed. Jessica does not unite herself to God this day. This day, God unites himself to her. This day, the Holy Spirit is the one who moves. The Holy Spirit moves and meets Jessica exactly where she is. It's very important to hear those words carefully. At chrismation, we do not receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? That's not what we say. We don't receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. At chrismation, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to the Christian as gift and possession. This is beauty. Beauty creates desire. Beauty invites relationship. There is a me, and there is a you, and now there is a we. The Holy Spirit is divine love in action in this world. The Holy Spirit cannot be described. The Spirit can only be experienced. The Holy Spirit cannot be discovered. The Spirit can only be received. The Holy Spirit cannot be debated. The Spirit can only be desired. At chrismation, the Holy Spirit is revealed. The Holy Spirit is revealed as perfect beauty. Today we forget ourselves and we move toward God, desiring to share a life together. But not only this. At chrismation, God once again gives himself to us. Today, God moves in our direction, also desiring to share a life together. And for this reason, at chrismation, the perfect beauty of the human being is also revealed. God would not desire what is not noble. God would not desire what is not marvelous, even to the angels. God would not desire what is not full of wonder. And so this day, the Holy Spirit declares that Jessica is noble and marvelous and full of wonder. At your chrismation, the Holy Spirit spoke his love for you and declared that you too are noble and marvelous and full of wonder. Chrismation is the celebration of God's undying love for the human being, God's undying love to share life with us. Human rejection cannot kill God's love. The cross did not kill God's love. And even today, human hatred and misery and division, as ugly as all that is, even these things cannot erase our essential beauty in the eyes of the God who made us. Brothers and sisters, beauty will save the world. And beauty will save the world because beauty ignites love. The beauty of the cross and of Christ's undying love for you and for me. The beauty of Christ's hands, which touched lepers and welcomed strangers. The beauty of Christ's face, through which shines the uncreated light, whether alive on Tabor or dead for our sake in the tomb. The beauty of prayer and worship, and divine intimacy, the beauty of the kingdom itself that screams forth into the world through the eloquent silence of icons and incense. But above all, it is the beauty of forgiveness that will save the world. The forgiveness that the Father offers, and the forgiveness that we then offer to one another. The forgiveness that begins our Lenten journey this day. The forgiveness that delivers us to Pascha. Amen.